pray with us for another spiritual awakening in America and around the world. I'm Delvin Kintzer, and you're listening to BPNRadio.com.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry. Thanking you for listening to Preaching Sunday here on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. It's time now for another timely sermon here on Preaching Sunday with evangelist Don Brown.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. We thank you and we thank God for allowing us the opportunity to minister with you this evening. We also want to thank our dear friend and pastor, Dale Gentry, for allowing us this time and this opportunity to minister with each of you. So this afternoon, I want to take a brief moment to share what I believe is not only dear to my heart, but dear to each believer in Christ. And I want to use this evening the subject as what you believe matters. It may sound a little strange, but I believe when we take the scripture out of the book of Matthew, chapter 12 and 35, where it says that a good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasures bring forth evil things. Now, over the last two decades, I've had the privilege of ministering to precious people from all walks of life. I've had the honor of meeting people in congregations and at conferences around the world and hearing their stories. Stories of liberation from years of anxiety and depression. Stories of being rescued from the prison of fear. Stories of breaking loose from destructive habits and addictions. Yet, for every person who found their breakthrough, I also know of many who are still struggling today. They are bound by severe insecurities, trapped by all kinds of disorders, and gripped by constant fears. They've tried every solution they can think of, but are still desperately clawing to be free from their emotional and physical prisons. I ask this question: how did those who experienced victory break free? And yet, why are others still trapped? Well, the answer is simple, but it's powerful. Their beliefs. You see, what you believe is critical. You see, if you believe wrong, you will struggle with wrong thoughts. Wrong thoughts will produce unhealthy emotions that will lead to toxic feelings of guilt, shame, condemnation, and fear. And those wrong feelings will ultimately produce wrong behaviors, wrong actions, and painful addictions. Wrong believing starts you on a path of defeat. You see, it is what keeps you trapped and drives you deeper and deeper into the paralyzing captivity. And on the other hand, right believing is the door out of this vicious cycle of defeat. When you believe right, you will live right. Right believing always produces right living. So today, begin to believe right by choosing to know and believe in the powerful truths of God's word and in his love for you. And in the days to come, Set your heart to discover and meditate on the Savior you have in Christ and what he has already accomplished for you. Choose to renew your mind with God's truth about who you really are in Christ and how precious you are to him. And I pray that as you begin to encounter the person of Jesus, you will begin to experience your breakthrough and lasting victory. You see, in Matthew 8 and 13, it says that as you have believed, so let it be done for you. In other words, get control. So when we are getting control, whether you are aware of it or not, what you believe affects how you live your life. What you believe determines how you think, how you perceive a situation, and ultimately, what course of actions you take. I've said this time and time again. Time and time again, I've also seen this principle borne out in people's lives. Right believing always produces right living. So, you see, this means that if you want to see right living in your life, you need to understand the importance of believing right. When you believe right, you can't help but live right. You see, people are struggling to control their behaviors and actions because they don't have control over their emotions and feelings. They don't have control over their emotions and feelings because they don't have control over their thoughts. And they don't have control over their thoughts because they are not controlled what they believe. The opposite or the converse is true. When you begin to believe right about God and in his love for you, you begin to change the way you see yourself and your situation. You'll stop feeling hopeless. You'll begin to lose your fears, and you'll respond differently to negative people and situations. This is why God wants you to anchor in the powerful truth of his word, to believe in his love for you. You see, your Heavenly Father wants you to believe that he is for you and not against you. He wants you to know and believe that he is on your side, rooting for your success and propelling you toward your breakthrough with his love and tender mercies. He wants you to open your eyes to see what he sees when he looks at you, his beloved child. My friends, I encourage you to take time to meditate on the truths in each of my daily readings. I believe that as you do, you'll see all defeatist thinking habits falling away. You'll find the most stubborn of addictions supernaturally annihilated, and you'll find a confident expectation of good for your future and destiny in Christ, strengthening your heart and creating amazing days ahead for you. You see, in Psalms 107, 13 and 14, it says that then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces. See, I believe the psalmist here is talking about a prison break. My question is this: what do you think, or who do you think you are? Have you forgotten all the mistakes you've made? Things will never get better. You should just accept your lot. It's not going to work. You're just going to fail again. Nobody loves you. You're all alone. Have you been at the receiving end of these words of discouragement, accusations, and dismissals? I've seen these tactics of deception, loaded with condemning judgment, used too many times by the adversary. I've seen too many people who have tried to move out from under the shadow of their past or break free from their addictions ends up succumbing to these lies about themselves, their identity, and their future, and their destiny. And as a result, they're unable to break free, and day after day, they simply live to perpetuate the pain, the fears, and addictions to which they are bound. That's the power of wrong believing. Wrong believing puts people in a prison where its inmates behave as though they are incarcerated in a maximum security penitentiary. They march single file or inexorably to their dank cells of self-doubt and addictions. They allow themselves to be held into dungeons of destructive behaviors. They have convinced themselves never to dream of a better place, believing that they have no choice but to live in a despair, frustrating, and defeat. If that describes you, it's time for a prison break, my friends. It's time to break free from the crippling grip of all that has held you back. So you say, how do I do this? Through right believing, the light that illuminates the path of freedom out of this prison. Know and believe that God does not want you to live imprisoned by fears, guilt, and addictions. Open your eyes, or open your hearts to believe his plan for you is to live with joy overflowing, peace that surpasses understanding, and an unshakable confidence in what he has done for you. Through the cross, Jesus has paid for you to have his abundant life, a life marked by his liberty, his power, and his blessings. It's time to let go of the life of defeat and step into a life full of victory, security, and God's abundant grace. So you see, God does not want you or I to live imprisoned by fears, by guilt, and addictions, but with joy and peace and confidence in what he has done for us. The psalmist says in Psalms 23, 1 through 4, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. In other words, I believe the psalmist is saying here that under the care of God, of the good shepherd, if we are honest about it, and if we are really honest, we all have some measure of wrong believing in our lives. Ask yourself, have you often felt anxious, worried, or fearful that the worst would happen to me or to you and your loved ones? These negative, exhausting emotions are merely flags that indicate what we truly believe about ourselves, our lives, and God. When we are fearful and worried all the time, we are living as if we don't believe that we have a strong and able shepherd who is tender-hearted toward us, who leads us to good places, who protects us and lovingly watches over us. So if worrying or being fearful seems to be your natural default mode, what you need to do is to keep hearing and learning about how much God loves you and how precious you are to him. That is why the way out of constant worrying is not a matter of just thinking positively. It's birth out of knowing you have a personal and intimate relationship and a loving Savior who watches over your needs and tends to you as a loving shepherd. The more strongly you believe that he is taking care of you, the more it will change your thoughts and feelings, and the less you will fail victim to unhealthy emotions and behaviors. So today, if you need freedom from a bad situation, see Jesus, your good shepherd, leading you out of it by his word that brings life and illumination. The psalmist says it this way, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, according to Psalms 119 and 105. In the Message translation, it says it like this, by your words, I can see where I'm going. They throw a beam of light on my dark path. So friend, the Lord wants to throw a beam of light on your path today. Whatever you are struggling with presently, no matter how insurmountable your challenges appear, when you start believing right, things are going to start turning around for your good. You see, right believing produces right living. When you begin to believe right, your thoughts, your actions, and your behavior will start to become right and bear good fruit in your life. So today, if you're struggling with your walk, your belief, know this. According to Ephesians 1 and 6, Paul said that he made us accepted in the beloved. In other words, what Paul is saying is that God is satisfied with you. And when you believe this, you now can realize that when you look to yourself, all there is to see is the inadequacies, the inability to deal with the situations or life, or your inabilities or ability and performance. And in and of ourselves, we will never meet God's standard for him to be satisfied with us. We'll always fall short. But remember this, my friends, God will not punish you as a believer again, not because he's gone soft on sin, but because all of our sins have already been punished in the body of Jesus. Can you imagine how condemned we feel each time we do wrong? And after all, some of us have never been taught that God was satisfied with his son's sacrifice at the cross. And we didn't understand that the new covenant of grace, what it was all about. But we were young and zealous for God, but defeated by our lack of knowledge. So today, the question that I ask today is not if God is satisfied with you. The question that we need to ask is this. Is God satisfied with the cross of Jesus? And the answer is this. He is completely satisfied. At the cross, our acceptance is found. There Jesus cried out with his last breath, "It is finished," according to John 19 and 30. The work is complete. The full punishment for all of our sins was exacted on Jesus at the cross. God will not punish the believer again, not because he has gone soft on sin, but because all of our sins have already been punished in the body of Jesus. God's holiness and his justice are now on your side. And today, God is not assessing you based on what you have or have not done. He's assessing you based on what Jesus has done. Is God satisfied with Jesus today? Yes, of course he is. Then, to the same extent that God is satisfied with Jesus, he's satisfied with you. God's own son had to be crushed at Calvary for this blessing to become a reality in your life. The gift of his unmerited favor and his righteousness is only a free gift for you today because the full payment of this gift was exacted upon Jesus' body. The cross made all the difference. Don't let anyone hoodwink you into thinking that you need to pay for your own sins. Don't let anyone deceive you with the lie that your eternal salvation in Christ is uncertain and shakable. Believe today, yes, God is satisfied with you. Understand that when we understand that the new covenant hinges on, as far the cross, or because of the cross, you are under the new covenant of grace. According to Hebrews 8 and 12, it says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." Now, what does the new covenant hinge on? Beloved, God is so good. The new covenant that God has made is not dependent on anything that you and I must do, because he knows that we will always fail. Listen carefully. The new covenant works because of one thing only, and it is that it is the last clause of the new covenant. "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." To the measure that you have a revelation of this clause and all its blessings, to that measure you will walk in it. You see, the new covenant works because God says that he will be merciful to our unrighteousness and our sins and lawless deeds. He will remember no more. Note the word "for." It means because. The new covenant works because God says that he will be merciful to our unrighteousness and our sins and lawless deeds. He will remember no more. No more means that there was a time God remembered our sins, even to punish them to the third and fourth generation, according to Exodus 20 and 5. This is found in the Ten Commandments. But however, today God says emphatically, no more. And it's a double negative in the Greek. No more means that God will never again remember our sins against us, because he remembered to punish all of our sins in the body of his Son, Jesus. Jesus bore God's punishment of our sins on the cross. Now we can walk in the new covenant and hear God say, "Your sins and lawless deeds I remember no more." My friends, the new covenant works because of the last clause. In other words, because of Hebrews 8 and 12, God can put his laws in our minds and write them on our hearts. All of us can know him and be led by him. It is his mercy toward us that enable us to hear him and be led by him to victory in every situation. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the truth of your word that shows us and liberates us into every blessing your Son, Jesus, has already purchased for us. As we choose to meditate on your love and grace toward us, let your word bring healing to our soul and hope to our heart. Let us see by your spirit how much you love us, how you are always for us, and how you desire to protect, deliver, and bless us. And we believe and declare that by days ahead, will all be days filled with good because you love us. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to another timely sermon here on bpnradio.com, Preaching Sunday, with Evangelist Don Brown. For more information concerning Don Brown and his ministry, you can go to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Join Evangelist Don Brown for another timely sermon at the same time next Sunday here on bpnradio.com.